아래는 넘어뜨려 너는 제가 너로 없으면 외빈이 살았어 등장선도 보자는 그런 그리스도께서 물어보니까는 너 그랬다고 나설 수가 없어니 보내면 보는다 만사고부터 몇쪽으로 봐서 안한 법은 명을 지으시오 이만 바가바톤 11th canto 2nd chapter 14th text अत्रापि उदाहरन्ति इतिहासं पुरातनम् आर्षभाणां च संवादम् विदेहस्य महात्मनः To explain the devotional service of the Lord, sages have related the ancient history of conversation between the great soul King Videha and the sons of Rishabha. Don't talk, you must learn, you have to follow this. Priyabrato nama suto mano svayambhuvasya jaha vasmat agnidhra nato nabhi ulsabha tatsu tasmitaha. Svayambhuva Manu had a son named Maharaja Priyabrata. And among Priyabrata's sons was Agnidhra. From Agnidhra was Nabhi, whose son was known as Rishabha. Tasmat Durbala Dasma Namahur Vasudevansam Mokya Dharma Vivakshayam Amatirna Sutasatam Vasyasit Brahma Bharagam. Sri Rishabha is accepted as an expansion of the Supreme Lord Vasudeva. He incarnated in this world to propagate those religious principles that lead living entities to ultimate liberation. He had 100 sons, all perfect in Vedic knowledge. Yesam vai bharato jyeshto narayana parayana vikhyatam varsametat jannamna bharatam adbhutam. Of the 100 sons of Lord Rishabha, the elder Bharata was completely devoted to the Lord Narayana. It is because of Bharata's fame that this planet is now celebrated as the great Bharatavarsa. So, sa bhukta bhogam yaktimam nirgatas tapasa harim upasina tat padabim lebhe vai janma bhi sribhi. King Bharata rejected this material world, considering all types of material pleasure temporary and useless, living his beautiful young wife and family, he worshipped Lord Hari by severe austerities and attained the abode of the Lord after 3 lifetimes. Vesam Nava Nabad Bipa Patoyo Asya Samantata Karmatantra Pranetaram Ekasiti Dijataya. 9 of the remaining sons of Rishabha became the rulers of the 9 islands of Bharatvarsha, and they exercised complete sovereignty over this planet. 81 sons became thrice-born Brahmanas and helped initiate the Vedic path of fruitive sacrifices, karma kanda. Nabha bhavat mahabhaga munayo yatya sankshinaha shramana vatarasana atmavidya visarana. Kabir habir antariksha prabruddha pipalayana avirhutro asatamasa brumila parabhaga. The 9 remaining sons of Rishabha were greatly fortunate sages who worked vigorously to spread knowledge of the Absolute Truth. They wandered about naked and were very well versed in spiritual science. Their names were Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Vibhuddha, Vipalayana, Avirhutra, Vimila and Parabhaga. Tayate Bhagavad Rupam Nishtam Sadasadatmakam Atmanu Abhyatirekena Pashyanto Vacharan Nahim. These sages wandered the earth, seeing the entire universe with all its gross and subtle objects as manifestation of the Supreme Lord and as non-different from the Self. Jya Atecha Gatayaha Surasiddha Sadhyam Gandharva Jakha Nara Srinnara Nagalokan Muktaha Charanti Minicharana Bhutanath Vidyadhara Vijakadam Vabam Vabanani Kamam. The 9 Yogendras are liberated souls who travel freely to the planets of the demigods, the perfect mystics, sadhyas, the heavenly magicians, the yakshas, the human beings and the minor demigods such as the Kinnaras and the serpents. No mundane force can check their free movement. And exactly as this, they can travel as well with the words of the sages, the angels, the gods, the followers of Lord Shiva, and Vidyadharas, the Brahmanas, and the cows. So, ekada nimi satram upajagmur jadrutchaya itayamana bhibhi rujanabhi mahatmanah. Once in Ajanabha, the former name of this earth, Bhargavarsha, they came upon the sacrificial performance of the great soul, Maharaja Nimi. Maharaja Nimi was performing sacrificial fire, yajna. Which was being carried out under the direction of elevated sages. Dandrishta Sudya Sankasan Mahabhagavatan Rupa Yajamanu Agnayo Vipraha Sarvaha Igopadastire. My dear King, seeing Sukadeva narrating this story to Parikshit Maharaj. So he addresses, my dear King, seeing those pure devotees of the Lord who arrival in brilliance, the sun, everyone present, Vidyaharaj, present the performer of the sacrifice, the brahmanas, and even the sacrificial fire stood in respect. When the nine came to the sacrificial fire, then all the fire, the ritikas, and all jadamana, all of them stood. Videha, son, Abhipritya Narayana Parayanam Pritaha Sambhudayamasam Asanasthana Yatharahata. Now, King Vidarbha, King Videha, Nimi, understood that these nine ages, sages, were exalted devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, overjoyed at their auspicious arrival, he offered them suitable sitting place and worshipped them in a proper way, just as one would worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Godhead comes to our place as a guest, we offer our best regards and worship Him. So also, these Navajogandas, when they arrived His place, He also worshipped them with same respect and honored them. Then, Rochamanan Charuchaha Brahmaputro Pamanabaha Bapratcha Paramabhita Rasaya Vanatonrupa. Overwhelmed by transcendental joy, the king humbly bowed his head and then proceeded to question the nine sages. These nine great souls glowed with their own opulence and thus he appeared equal to the four Kumaras, the sons of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma has four sons, Manasaputra, Sanak, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, Sanat, Sanatana, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar. Like them, they are also 5 years boys, always, whenever you see, after millions of years you see them as 5 years boys. Without, they are naked. Now, these Navadigandras also are naked. They have no clothes. They are traveling. They are equal to Brahma-manasa-putras. Manni bhagavata sakshat varsadanmo madhuddhishah Vishnur bhutani lokanam bhavanaya sarantihi Gandhi kim mimi. They have said, I think that you must be direct associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the direct associates of Vaikuntha, the associates of Narayana, who is famous as enemy of demon. Narayana is considered to be the enemy of demons. Demons who want to destroy the world, and the Lord appears to destroy demons. Indeed, the pure devotees of the Lord Vishnu wander throughout the universe not for their personal selfish interest. The sadhus who are the associates of the Lord Vishnu, they have no duty, they have no desire traveled throughout the universe for any material want. They never want anything. Nothing is wanted. They never require a cloth. What do they want? No food is necessary, because they are Atmaramas. Whatever food they get is not, they will be happy. And now he says, Vishnu wandered throughout the universe, not for their personal, they have no personal interest and selfishness. They are not selfish. They have no self. So, but to purify all the conditioned souls, they travel only to purify us, conditioned. We are under the influence of Maya. We are ignorant. We are blind. We have no eyesight. No eyesight, we cannot see, because we cannot get the help of the light. If you, the sunlight, get sunlight, you can see everybody, everything. Smallest thing you can see. There is no sunlight. In the dark you cannot see. Though you have got perfect eyesight, you cannot see. So really, who can give us that light to see and realize, to know? Only these great personalities, these Mahatmas, these devotees of the Lord, they can help us. They can remove our blindness and they can bless us so that we can able to understand the Absolute Truth. Dullabho manusho deho dehinam kshanabham mudham tatrabhi dullabham manye vaikuntha priyadarsanam. For the conditioned souls, the human body is most difficult to achieve. This body, very, very difficult to achieve, this human body. There are so many bodies of beasts and birds and insects, but rejecting those things, when we accept the Supreme Body as it is called, the human body is only for a moment, but I think that even those who have achieved human life rarely gain the association of pure devotees. this, though the human body is difficult for all to achieve, and it can be lost any moment, because kshana-bhangura, now it is there, and this body can be destroyed, can be killed, or can die in accident or some disease. You cannot expect permanency. Now, that human body, but I think that even those who have achieved human life, though the human life is considered to be most difficult to achieve, and because it can be lost at any moment, but I think that this life who have achieved human life rarely gain the association of pure sadhus. All the human bodies, all the people have no opportunity to have the association of devotees who are dear to the Lord Vishnu or Vaikuntha. These devotees are always dear to Lord Vishnu. Now they say, adha astantrika khyamam prachamo bhavato anangha samsarayosmen khanardhopi satsanga shevadhi nunam. Therefore, I ask you, Maharaja, oh, completely sinless ones, the sadhus have no sin. They are pure. Where there is purity, there is no place for sin. So you are all sinless. Now kindly to tell me, what is the supreme good? What is the supreme good? After all, even half a moment association with a pure devotee within this world of the birth and death is a priceless treasure for any man. Now, a man rarely gets human body, and if he gets a human body, that human body also cannot be livable, as at any moment it will die. Without any cause it can die. Now, these human souls, those who are most fortunate, they can get the association of the sadhus. And now, this priceless treasure for any man, death, which is with a pure devotee, one can get the association of a pure devotee due to his fortune. If he is most fortunate, they can get the association of pure devotees, not long, but for a moment even. This moment, minutes, that will help them, because there's a story of Khatlanga. Dharman Bhagavatam Vruta Yadime Sutai Samam Jai Prapanna Prasannaya Prasanna Prapannaya Dasyati Atma Api Adha. Please speak about how one engages in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. If you consider me capable to properly hearing these topics, Gadina Sritaya Kshamam, I ask this question, please speak how one engages in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. How? And this question I ask, but if I am eligible to be told, and if you consider me capable of properly hearing these topics, yes, I am eligible to hear this topic, then please tell me. When a living entity offers loving service to the Supreme Lord, the Lord immediately satisfies, and in return He will give even life, own self, give His own self to the surrendered soul. The Lord, when anybody offers His loving service to the Supreme Lord, the Lord in return immediately will offer His own self to the surrendered soul. If we surrender unconditionally at the feet of the Lord also in return surrenders Himself to the devotee. The reciprocation between the Lord and His servant. Do you understand this? Yes. Because everybody, we want this. Everybody should hear what is Bhagavad. Everything is told in this chapter 1, 2, 3, the relation between a spiritual master and a disciple, relation between the Lord and the devotee. And who is a pure devotee? What are his qualities? All these are described here. Now he says that if one surrenders to him, the Lord in return will surrender to the devotee. Now, Sri Narada said, this subject is discussed with Narada and Vasudeva. Vasudeva asked, and Narada giving reply, he mentioned this story, this Nava, nine devotees and Nimi Maharaj, the topic between Nimi Maharaj, question, answers were given by nine Navajuvindras. Sri Narada said, O Vasudeva, when Maharaja Nimi had thus inquired from the nine Yogindras almost the devotional service to the Lord, those best of the saintly persons sincerely thanked the king for his questions and spoke to him with affection in the presence of the members of the sacrificial assembly and the Brahmin priests. Manjina kutachit bhayamachitasya agara bindu agambujo pasaramatyanityam udvigna buddhir sivatma bhavat visvatmana jatya nivartate bhi.
কোন কবি নাও আমার নাইন আজকে কবি রিপ্লাইজ মহারাজা আই কনসিডার দ্যাট ওয়ান হুজ ইন্টেলিজেন্স ইজ কনস্ট্যান্টলি ডিস্টার্বড বাই হিজ ফলসলি আইডেন্টিফাইং হিমসেলফ with the temporary material world can achieve real freedom from fear only by worshipping the lotus feet of the imperishable Supreme Lord. In such devotional service all fear changes entirely. Now Kavi said that whose intelligence is constantly disturbed. Our intelligence is constantly disturbed. By why? By the falsely identifying himself with the temporary material world. Now we identify ourselves with the material world. One is my boy, one is my mother, one is my father, or one is my son, or one is my daughter, or one is my grandson, and the body, and the wealth, and then the house, and the profession, with all this temporary world, worldly activity. We are now constantly identifying ourselves or having attachment toward this temporary material world. So we are always asuratmahat, udvigna buddhe. Really, we are not free. We cannot be free as long as we have got attachment toward this worldly material. My body is a material, everything material, and in this material which is temporary, and the temporary link we think that is permanent. So this is only the conviction which makes a man always fear. He cannot be fearless. To achieve real freedom from fear only by worshipping the lotus feet of the infallible Supreme Lord. Now he can give up only fear by constantly worshipping the Lord's lotus feet, by surrendering himself to the lotus feet. In such devotional service, all fear can be ceased entirely. যে বৈ ভগবতা প্রোক্তা উপায়ায়াত্মলব্ধয়ে অন্তঃপুংসাম বিদুষাম বিদ্ধি ভাগবতান হিতান ইভেন ইগনোরেন্ট লিভিং এন্টিটিস অ্যান্ড ভেরি ইজিলি কম টু নো দ্য সুপ্রিম লর্ড ইফ দে অ্যাডপ্ট দ্যার মিন্স prescribed by the Supreme Lord Himself. The process recommended by the Lord is to be known as Bhagavad Dharma or devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now this Kavi Mahatma, he says ignorant living beings easily come to know this Supreme Lord if they adopt those means prescribed by the Supreme Lord. Now, to reach the Supreme Lord, we must follow the means. We must follow his dictation, and if we follow his dictation, those dictations are called Bhagavata, the Srimad Bhagavata. It is only the dictation of the Lord to the pure soul who has got belief upon the teachings of the Lord, and they, those people, the process, this process recommended by the Lord is known to be Bhagavad Dharma. What dharma? Bhagavad Dharma. Even Prahlad told his associate friends, he was a student, he was 5 to 6 years age when he was in the school. He quietly listened what the Guru said, but never accepted it. Listen, and now when the teacher was absent, the boys want to dance, and Prahlad said, no, 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 you cannot dance. Umar Asrita Prajna Dharman Bhagavataniha. Though you are young children, Kridam Bhagavastavat Kridasakta. Now the boy says, we are boys. Our teacher is not present. Why should we spend the time without dancing? We'll sing, we'll dance. No, you cannot dance. You hear me, I tell you. To regard towards the king's son, he is the first eldest son of Hiranyakashipu. They all said, yes, sir. We'll listen to you. Please tell us. Then he said, you have to. Kumar, now from this young stage, early stage, you should hear and follow. If you follow, in future you will be strong enough. Nobody, no force, no energy can destroy your devotion. Devotion, this is called Bhagavad Dharma. Devotion towards the Lord. And that devotion through which the Lord can submit himself to the devotee, that is called Bhagavad Dharma. And this Bhagavad Dharma, even ignorant people living entirely can very easily come to know the Supreme Lord if they adopt these means. These ignorant living beings also can understand and realize and practice by hearing, listening to the topic of dictation. The process recommended by the Lord is known as Bhagavad Dharma. This process is called Bhagavad Dharma, dictated by Bhagavan, the Lord Himself, Vishnu Himself. Or devotional services to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Bhagavad Dharma is devotional services to the personality of Godhead. Then, Janasthaya Naro Rajan Na Pramadjeta Karhichit Bhavan Nilyavane Tre Na Patet Na Khale Diha. O King, one will accept this process of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will never blunder on his path in this world. Even while running, with eyes closed, he will never slip or fall. You see, when we close our eyes, run on the road, we may fall down, we may slip, because we cannot perfectly see the way. But this way, that is called Bhagavata Marga. This is the way of Bhagavata Marga. That means devotional path. this devotional path, one may never fall, never slip, though he runs on this road. This road is what you call grand trunk road. Grand trunk road. On this road, if you close your eyes, no walking, running, if you run, you will never slip, you will never meet any accident, and there will be no harm to you. That path is called a devotional path. There are other paths, karma marga, and yoga marga, jnana marga. Those paths, they are harmful. Though you close eyes and run on those paths, you cannot. But on bhakti marga, bhakti path, if you travel, if you run, closing your eyes, you will never fall. Permanently, Supreme Personality of Godhead, this devotion is towards the Supreme Personality, person and imperson. Many people, they worship God as impersonal. He has no form, he has no name, and he has no beauty, and he has no qualities. All these things they say, but the devotees never accept that. Devotees accept the Lord in form, in form, and will running in the eyes of God.
Consciousness,
one should offer to the Supreme Thinking. This is for the pleasure of Lord Narayana. Now they say, kāyena vācā manasaṁ dhīrbhā. Now conditioned souls, we are all conditioned souls. If whatever we do with our body, this body, hands, legs, eyes, ears, all this, and organs, and whatever action we do, and whatever we speak through our tongue, words, and whatever we think to our mind and senses, intelligence, and whatever we think to our intellect, and our purified consciousness, purified siddha, bhakti consciousness, devotional consciousness, one should offer to the Supreme King. Krishnarpanamastu, he must say. Whatever yat karosi, jagat nasi, jat juhosi, dadasi jat, jat tapasyati, kaunteya tat kursamadarpana. It is told in Bhagavad Gita. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you bath, take bath, and whatever you do havan, sacrifice, asnāja, whatever you eat, yadāt, everything Krishna arpana must be offered to Krishna. It is your karma arpana, bhakti, it is karma arpana. So this is for the pleasure of the Lord. Lord will be pleased if you do this. Next is Mayam Bhayam Nitya Vinivesa Tasya Isa Abhetasya Vipadjeva Smriti Namaya To Udhavadetam Bhaktaikare Samura Deva Tasya. Fear. Why do we fear? When a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord, when the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. This building fearful condition in affected is affected by the potency of all illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, whom he should accept as his worshipable duty and as his very life and the soul. Now, Vayam Ditya, very important. Everybody is afraid. Afraid. Why? Why should we afraid? Why should that fear be there? Everybody is afraid of fear. Everybody has got fear. What will happen? What will happen about this? What will happen about that? In my absence, what will happen? What will happen? Something. He will be always afraid. Now he says, fear, when a living being entirely misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. Due to the influence of Maya, we think Atmabhiman, Dehatmabhiman, Deham, this is body. This body is not real, but inside the body is Atman. Atman is real, but we consider this body as Atman, Dehatmabhuti. Who are you? I am so and so. But actually, he is not so. He is different. Wherever he is born, takes birth, in whichever country he takes birth, he says that I belong to, I am Indian or European or English or German or American or Russian. These identifications are not eternal, it is temporary. As long as the figure is there, we believe it that he is truth. But that truth will be changed. And truth, absolute truth, will never change. It was, it is, it will be same. But others relatively, others also to some extent are true, but all those under the influence of Maya, they think that the temporary, whatever temporary, there is no temporary, it is real, no question of temporary. So they never think of the future, act in the living present They want to act in the living present. That is called their ignorance due to Maya. Vayam nitya avinvesa tasya. Nitya avinvesa. When we are having an attachment with the Lord, then we are devotees. When we are having attachment to this Maya, the second Maya is the second Deja, it is the shade of the real Yoga Maya. But if we identify ourselves with this Maya, then we have to suffer. Vidya Vinvesa Nusyam Vayam, then we will have no fear. There will no fear if we never identify ourselves with this Maya. So we say Vidya Vinvesa Nusyam. This is called Vidya Vinvesa, illusory energy of the Lord. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position to servant the Lord, is given from the Supreme Lord. He also forgets his own constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. Now, though I am the servant of the Lord, now he forgot that. Though he is very close to me, I forgot that. Now, I am a parallel, independent soul. He considers. No, he cannot be. He cannot identify himself with the Lord, the sun or the moon. No, he cannot. Now he says, therefore, an intelligent person should engage unthinkingly in the unalloyed devotion, devotional service of the Lord. Unalloyed devotion, pure devotion. Unalloyed means pure, alloyed means impure. What is that impure? Impure is dharma dva kama. You want an immediate relief, or you want some wealth, you want or want the material, these are all material objects you want, or you want to be free, freedom, and you want to become one with the Brahman, Vaivarja. This sort of thinking, therefore, is not suitable, congenial to the Atma or Jiva. Now, therefore, the intelligent person should engage unflinchingly to the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide Christian master. One must serve the Lord. He should not be afraid of anything if actually he surrenders himself with his body, with his mind, and with his intellect, with all his material objects and with properties, everything. He is a bona fide spiritual master whom he should accept as his perceivable deity and as the life and soul. One must treat Daiviyasa gunamayi mama maya grudhya mameva jya prabhadyam. Daivi maya
I can conquer Devi Maya by surrender to Lord Krishna. I can conquer it. That he says. So we need not afraid. One who surrenders, he will be happy. Because nobody Hari Rakhi Mareki. Hari Mare Rakhiki. Actually, Hari protects me. There is no power in this world can destroy me. Because this is Prahlad's story. Now he says, avidyaya avidyamano vyabhadihi dayo dhaturdhiya sapnamano arathojat tatkarma sankalpa vikalpa sammano budho budho nirundhyat abhayam tatasyat. Although the duality of the material world does not ultimately exist, duality means that in this world everything dual, everything except the Lord Atman, it cannot sustain. Ultimately, it cannot exist. The conditioned soul experiences it as real under the influence of his own conditioned intelligence. This imaginary experience of a world separate from Krishna can be compared to the acts of the dreaming and the desiring. When the conditioned soul dreams at night of something desirable or horrible, or when he daydreams of what he would like to have or avoid, he creates a reality that has no existence beyond his own imagination. The tendency of the mind is to accept and reject various activities. The tendency of the mind is to accept and reject the various activities based on sense gratification. Therefore, an intelligent person should control the mind, restricting it from the illusion of seeing things separate from Krishna. And when the mind is thus controlled, he will experience actual carefulness. Now, this is so, although conditioned mind is bewildered by the object of some gratification offered by Maya, illusion, one takes to the unalloyed devotion and there lies devotion, devotional service of the Lord, such material sense gratification gradually disappears. Or it is merely a mental concoction of the conditioned and zealous Sridhar Swami has emphasized by the words of Vyabhichari Bhakti, of Vyabhichari Bhakti, that one cannot dispute the illusion of material sense, gather self-gratification unless one taken to the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord as Srila Rupa Goswami has told. Anjavilasita sunyam jnana karma janamrutam anukulyena krishnanu siranam bhakti ruttama. What is the pure bhakti, supreme bhakti? This to be anjavilasita. You should have no other desire, either jnana or karma or yoga, mukti, priha, javat. Pichati hrithipattade sanantasya mukandasya spritti sambhavana bhavi. Now, mukti enjoyment, mukti delivery. And these are two results of karma and jnana. But the result of bhakti operation is that if we give up anjabhilasa sunyam and give up jnana and karma. Jnana, karma, the anabhrutam. So our devotion should not be covered round by either jnana or karma. We should not think that whatever we do, if it is blessed by the Lord, but karma will fulfill our desire. And jnana also, they also worship the Lord. What for? They worship to be adored or to have a complete surrender, or completely he should be merged in that impersonal Brahman. This is called moksha. And this moksha is redemption from the influence of Maya. But devotion, if we do devotion, perform devotion, anyabhilasa-sunyam, we should have no other desires. Jnana karma janamrutam anukulyena krishnanu. Now, we will follow Krishna, we will hear Krishna, we will serve Krishna, we will talk about Krishna, and we cannot say anything except bhakti. So here it is told that if we do bhakti, then everything is done. Nyavilajasunyam jnana karman anukulyena krishnanu silanam. Bhakti Rishyati, Anukula Krishna, what is comfortable, what is suitable, what is congenial, is called bhakti. That bhakti is called pure bhakti. And if they do bhakti and in return they want some remuneration, that is not bhakti. That bhakti is sakama bhakti, which can be of no use or little use. So he says, Now bhakti practice. He says Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Keval. According to Vedic literature, the living entities of the Kali Yuga are very feeble in their power to understand spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge. Manda, manda samanda matayo, manda bhajya yupadhuta. Their minds are all less disturbed. Whose minds? The minds of Kali Yuga people. We are Kali Yuga people. We are called manda samanda matayo, manda bhajya yupadhuta. They told in Bhagavad. That in Kali Yuga, mandal samanda matayu, manda bhajya yupadruta. Just of weak intelligence and his Sita-yusha, Harsita-yusha means, Harsita-yusha means very short life. Therefore, one who seriously wants to overcome the ignorance of material life must surrender to the process of chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare. As well as reciting and rendering submissive oral reception in the transcendental literatures presented by the Lord. Such a Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavad, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it should be qualified. Now we shall keep this year. Now, where should we to start? We'll go there.
We will go in the evening there.
Then, not booking us. Because very difficult to understand the subject. When they narrate the history, that can be understood. And to philosophy, when they speak of the philosophy, it requires some explanation. Even one sloka can be explained for half an hour. That is what they want. In a short, they should understand the subject. In a short. And what is the subject? Not only bhakti yoga, everything else.
Which kind of subject can we explain, Maharaj asked?
Now it is time.
There is no specific.
Egara.
Huh?